to a player that plays like that, especially at the quarterback position?
No, it's still super early for him. You know, we're still just getting tape on him. I haven't really seen it. I mean, I know he's a competitor. I know he likes to get after it. You can tell that by the way that he plays with a lot of emotion. Just very, very hype and excited when things go well, you know. But as far as that, I still haven't seen enough from him to know.
Is there much of a difference between him at quarterback as opposed to Terod?
I would say he throws both of them are really, really good quarterbacks. I think Tyrod, he scrambles to run more than Baker scrambles to pass still with his eyes down the field. And he does a really good job with, like I said, anticipating and throwing in small windows.
With the changes they've had since week one, can you even put much stock in looking back at that first game?
I mean, with the run game, you know, missing tackles, little certain things that he did, it's the same. Ty Haley's there, so you know how he likes to run his offense. So those are some little things we could take from it. But basically, it's a little bit of – it's going to be different having Baker out there than Tyrod. So we just got to do what we got to do, make sure we're communicating, make sure we're on our X and O's, making sure that we're tackling and not beating ourselves.
Is Todd still running the offense?
Man, you know, I don't know what they got going on over there. You know, we'll see when we get there. I don't want to say anything messed up.
What about not having Josh Gordon?
Yeah, that's going to be a change. You know, he was a very, very dynamic player for him, but I think that's going to get more passes to Landry, Joku, and Callaway's been able to step up, and he's a deep threat guy. So yeah, that's just going to be more on the plate of the guys that are playing.
What strikes you as different about that team, not just from week one, but from last year when you were playing?
It's just a totally different team. It's totally different players. You know, so, I mean, it's just like 30-some different players than they had last year. So it's just completely different roster.
As a, I don't want to say organization, but as a roster, like some of the things that you see on film, is there anything that strikes you about like carrying themselves differently or just like being a little more bought in?
I would say their defense is doing a really good job creating turnovers, you know, having 20-some turnovers, you know, 9 forced fumbles, just getting after the ball, creating turnovers, getting it back to your offense. I think they're doing a really good job, best of the NFL, of creating that, creating turnovers.
What does that do for the guys that are there when they do get an influx of different talent and it starts to pay off? It's not like I don't have some talent.
Yeah, you just got to buy in, you know, just so that you're working towards towards the same goal. When you get good players, you got to start. Hopefully, it has to result in winning games. So, I mean, if you continue to lose, it's not going to be a good feeling. But if you start winning games and just the energy and everything starts feeling better because you do have really good players, I think that could definitely help them mental.
On a basic level as a team, like, what does that do for you when you say, oh, we just brought in X and he can do Y?
Sometimes it shows that you feel like the organization is like in a win now situation where you feel like when you see spots where you can have help and when they go out there and get it, you're like, okay, they're trying to win right now. They see that we're a couple little pieces away from getting where we need to be.
What are some of the, I'm curious, as a veteran, established good player in this league, how do you navigate those ebbs and flows of your time there? Because sometimes they're trying to win, and a lot of times they're trying to rebuild.
You know, it's just at the end of the day, you control what you can control. It sucks being in that situation sometimes, but you can't go out there and put bad tape because then they're like, okay, you're the reason why we're losing. So no matter what happens, no matter what your situation, you always got to go out there and produce and play as hard as you can and just figure it out because once you start getting into all the different moves and all who's in there, you know, you're not really worried about producing and playing good football. Because like you said, it's a business, so you got to protect your own self and make sure that you're playing very, very well at a high level at all times.
Stuff you were doing, working on some other schemes, or is he just a plug and play of what you've been doing over the past month?
You know, I never know what Coach Tom is going to tell us with the game plan. But just having him being able to be so versatile and play so many different positions, I know that Coach might do another quarters package when you have a bunch of the DBs out there, no linebackers. So just having him there gives coaches the flexibility, you know what I'm saying, to do whatever they want.
You didn't have that with him out because he has a unique skill set?
He has a unique skill set, and he's a guy that we one on the field, you know. So I think that to having him back, like I said, is going to be able to make it more flexible for us.
You guys still have that sub DBs package?
I think so.
Still remember how to play it?
Yo, it's no difference. It's just taking out two linebackers, putting in DBs. So we know how to cover. They know how to handle it.
A lot of us were talking about, at least on our end, we're talking about that in the spring. You know, something different. We haven't done that a lot here. Mm-hmm. Were you looking forward to seeing how that worked? I mean, we haven't seen enough guys healthy to ever give it a chance.
That's the thing. We got to just, you know, working on our health. And when people get healthy, coach will put us in the position. He'll pull it out whenever he's ready for it.
Would you like to see it or take a shot at it? Or?
It's on coach, man. It's out of my pay grade.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.